And I'm glad to say that I have been joined on the phone by my my guest for today to have a good natter about all things to do with Doctor Who, and it's Colin Howard. So good morning to you, Colin, sir.
Good morning, Kerry, and hello, Cardiff.
Well, that's very kind. You are over in Norwich, and I bet you're going to tell me it's sunny in Norwich, is it?
It's beautiful, actually, today. Really
well,
bright and crisp.
I don't know. We've had a fair bit of rain here this morning in Cardiff, though the sun has now snuck out from behind the clouds, so not so bad. And really awesome. Looking forward to having our little chat here. And delighted to welcome you to come on in. And so, first up, please tell our lovely listeners, if you would, a little bit about your backstory, Colin, and how you came to become an illustrator.
Well, I've always sort of dabbled with drawing right from a kid and felt tips and stuff, and always loved fantasy films and science fiction and
yeah.
stuff like that. So I sort of started to have a bit of a career back in the time when you used to get those amazing LP covers, like the Yes album covers,
yes,
and
indeed.
Stuff like that, all those amazing fantastical landscapes and things. And, I managed to pursue a bit of a career, entirely self-taught, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Art school didn't really want to know.
Right.
Managed to... start to get myself published in fanzines to begin with, and then various Doctor Who publications, including the current Doctor Who magazine, which is still running.
Yes.
And then book covers, etc., related to that, to Red Dwarf as well. I've got quite strong connections with that show.
Right.
Having worked on a single with Danny John-Jules
mm-hmm.
Quite a few years ago.
Yeah. Yes.
Which got to about number 14, I think, for Tongue Tied. And I even had a number one album at one stage for Tony Christie and Peter Kay doing Amarillo.
Amarillo, yes. In other words, then, you've done a bit then, it's fair to say, isn't it? You have absolutely done a bit.
Yeah, quite a few years. I mean, I think I first started going freelance back in about 1989.
Yeah.
And I've been plugging away in the background for many, many years.
Right, right.
And went through right from the traditional art of said album covers and things like that.
Yes.
That everybody would know, those classic albums, through to the digital age, where I managed to teach myself to paint to the same standard, if not better, digitally. So that's what I ended up doing in later life.
And that is really quite a thing, quite a transformation to go from the old-fashioned style of illustrating to go completely over then to the new digital age. And, I mean, with all due respect, I haven't asked you how old you are, Colin, but, you know, I would imagine it's something that obviously younger illustrators will take to far easier than people that are, mm-hmm. with due respect, a bit long in the tooth.
Yeah, well, I'm... The wrinkly old age of 58 now, and born in 65.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was quite a challenge, because going from working with your eye to your hand to your canvas or whatever in front of you,
yeah.
to then working on a tablet to one side of a monitor and looking at the monitor, it's like the old patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time.
Not easy. No.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
So that takes quite a bit of getting used to, but when you do, it's very worthwhile. And it's a lot more forgiving as well now, because obviously if you make a mistake, if you're doing sort of black and white ink illustration,
mm-hmm.
which I started out doing, as soon as you make a mistake, you potentially wreck the piece of artwork.
Right.
Because
right.
it's so difficult to clean off that ink,
yes.
and to obscure it, you know? So it's far more forgiving than that, which is great.
And
I kind of rounded things off back at the BBC,
yeah.
Working on the Doctor Who animation recreation.
Right.
Where
right.
I was background artist on about five of those.
Gosh. I was going to say, I mean, Doctor Who has just had such an amazing sort of new lease of life, hasn't it, over these last few years? I mean, it's in a sense, it's never really gone away. But, I mean, now it is just so much back in the forefront again, isn't it?
Oh, it's, luckily come back and become incredibly popular. I think I sort of was the cover artist going into the dark days when it was cancelled, and there was nothing much happening until the Paul McGann special. So it was very difficult. I had to go away and work for art agencies on various bits and pieces. Lots of like children's foam floor puzzles for the early learning centre,
yes,
and stuff like that, doing intricate jungle and savanna landscapes and things full of animals and dinosaur puzzles and stuff as well.
Yeah.
So, you had to kind of spread out a bit and try and make yourself as diverse as possible just to survive.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you're obviously a working illustrator, and that was that, didn't you? You had to go, you know, where the money was, so to speak. But, I mean, now with Doctor Who, probably stronger now than, I mean, it's maybe ever been in its entire time.
Yes, I think so, with Russell T. Davis and his Bad Wolf company, who I think are fairly local for you guys.
Absolutely right, yep.
Yeah, they've, I think, recently done a big deal with Disney, and so they'll be helping fund the show. So it's only going to become bigger and more spectacular in the future, I think, which is quite amazing. So, And one of the weird little creatures I painted on the cover of a Marvel Comics magazine back in the 90s is going to be starring, I think, in one of the new episodes. Character called Beep the Meep,
yes,
who looks like a very cute, lovely, white, big-eared, big little pet.
Right.
But he's actually an intergalactic despot.
So that's something to look out for. So with all the work that you've done over the years with the Doctor Who series, how on earth do people, do you think, keep coming up with new ideas? Because, I mean, all right, it's science fiction, so I appreciate, you know, you can say, well, you can do almost whatever you want. But, I mean, that in itself, really, it must be terribly difficult for people because, as we said, the sky is the limit, isn't it?
Well, pretty much. It's, I guess, your own imagination is the only limit that you have with these things. Doubly more so for an artist or illustrator trying to come up with a cover to help advertise and promote these things.
Absolutely.
Which was a very, very tricky discipline to learn that I had to go through back in the 90s with putting together the VHS covers. So there are always stories there, and I think one of the more recent successful creatures, Stephen Moffat's Weeping Angels from Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I mean, that's based on the idea of the old Grandmother's Footsteps game, where somebody won't move while you're looking at them, and as soon as you turn around, they're either coming closer or moving.
Yes.
So there's always little things like that, I guess, and monsters under the bed that will always fire imagination.
Oh, always. So, always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
Now, let's just take the conversation on to another area, because unfortunately, I know from having spoken to you that you have a struggle with multiple sclerosis. Of all things, really, for an illustrator to unfortunately have, I mean, that must be one of the hardest things to try to be able to overcome.
Yeah, with me, it first kind of started in about 2011, 2012, I was diagnosed.
Yes.
I initially had feelings like my shoes were too tight or there was something in my shoes.
Yes.
And then these feelings spread all the way up my legs to the point where I have a real severe job walking any distance at all now.
Right.
And unfortunately, it's sort of spread to my my hands and arms.
Yes.
I mean, it was always there as a low level, but it's got progressively worse in the last sort of 2 to 3 years.
I see.
When I was working on the last animation that I worked on, mm-hmm. Evil of the Daleks, that it became incredibly difficult to sort of precisely hold an object in
yes.
control,
yep.
The manipulation of the pencil or the brush or, you know, and so that became very, very difficult. But on the bright side, and there always is a bright side as an artist or an illustrator, one of the other things with multiple sclerosis is that people can potentially wake up blind. So as an artist, that's kind of the thing that I always feared
right.
might happen most.
Yes, yes.
So I count myself incredibly lucky that that didn't occur.
Understood. So, yeah. And so the obviously now being able to jump across to doing illustrations digitally on, as you said, computer or iPads and so on, clearly that has almost in a sense been a lifesaver from a career point of view for you.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it helps keep me sane, although I'm sure a few people that know me closely might argue the point on that one.
Right.
But, it's been a real bonus to be able to carry on and to still produce artwork in a way that I'm happy with myself.
Yes.
Because obviously if I try to do it traditionally now, my control and dexterity is far clumsier.
Mm.
So it's far more difficult for me to produce art to the quality that I strive to achieve.
Yes.
But with the digital artwork, it's so much easier. You know, you can zoom in on things and work at huge magnification to achieve whatever texture and finish that you want on something.
Understood.
Also enabled me to sort of recover some older pieces that I created the pencils for years ago, and then they got they got forgotten about in sketch pads, and then recently I've kind of unearthed these pads and had to clean up the soft lead pencils digitally. And then some of the ideas I've then thought, well, actually, I'd still would like to finish this piece. So that's what I've been doing, is sort of revisiting old artwork and doing a modern digital version.
A great thing to be able to do. And I must apologise again, as I have been all morning, Colin, because as we said, I've got this touch of laryngitis which is still hanging around me. And oh dear me, every now and again, I feel like I could do with coughing for Britain. But there we are. My apologies once again. Let's talk about Time Slides then, this sort of retrospective book which has come out last year. Last summer, indeed, from Candy Jar, looking back at your artwork, obviously with the Doctor Who franchise, I guess you must have really been struggling to think, well, what do I leave out? Because presumably over the years, there must have been so much work that you've put in, as well as preparatory sketches, stuff maybe in the end that wasn't used. Quite a headache to decide what goes in, what stays out.
That was, in the end, the most difficult thing to do, was to cull a lot of items I wanted to include.
Yes.
But it was simply the constrictions of the number of pages and plates that we could have artwork on.
Right.
So in the end, we decided to concentrate on my VHS covers, because over the years I covered 33 Doctor Who stories.
Okay.
So all of those cover artworks are in there in their entirety.
Yes.
Because my artwork was always cropped a lot, because back then the BBC used to send the original artwork out to a design photographer,
mm-hmm.
who would then photograph the art and let them have the transparencies to work from. And for some reason, they would always crop my artwork ridiculously. So this is the first time all of it has actually been shown unobscured by other people's ideas.
No, I understand.
Things like that. So, and I was incredibly honored to be asked, because I'm number three in the list of Doctor Who cover artists that they've released books for.
Yes.
After the great Christos Akeleos, who was my childhood hero.
Yeah.
And the brilliant Jeff Cummins, who, well, again, is a local boy for you guys down there.
He is. And of course,
great work is sublime.
And Jeff was my guest on the programme last week, in fact. So
awesome.
Yeah. So we've been overdosing on Doctor Who and artwork and so on. But it's a really fascinating medium, and obviously, as you mentioned earlier, for so many illustrators as well, you know, they were involved in those heady days of the 70s and 80s with artwork for album covers and so on. So I mean, just looking back to that sort of time, what were some of those sorts of things that you got involved with, Colin?
Oh, wow. I mean, back then, obviously I was like a unemployed individual.
Yeah.
So we'd obviously collect a lot of these albums because I was a big sort of rock music fan. I still am, really, to be honest. And I would sort of always hope to possibly aspire to get to do these things. Unfortunately, the industry kind of changed before I got there. But yeah, I recently did, well, I say recently, quite a few years ago now, a Cliff Richard cover as well.
Yeah,
Him with a big pink Cadillac where I had to digitally remove gravel from the bumpers on this Cadillac.
Got you.
And add a shadow because they wanted the figure of himself and the car cut out and put on a white background. So I had to make it look like it was sat in a white studio.
Right.
I think I did a Status Quo album cover as well for Simple Minds one fairly recently.
Yes.
Simple Red one, little bits and pieces to help out digitally on things. Even through to Il Divo. I did some digital adjustment work on a nice street scene, removing modern bollards and things like
that
to make it look sort of really rustic Italian rather than contemporary.
What a thing to be able to say on your CV that you've worked not only with Cliff Richard, Il Divo, and then Status Quo. I mean, that really pretty much covers a lot of bases, doesn't it?
Yeah, ever so slightly. Iron Maiden as well was one of my first ones.
Oh, no. So, dear me.
So, yeah, well, so I've been around quite a bit.
You've been around, I think. Well, that's fair to say. So now, tell us then a little bit, because inevitably time is starting to slip away from us here for our chat this morning. But, I mean, what does the future hold for you now over this next sort of 12 months, Colin? I mean, any specific things that you are now actively working on?
Well, as I said, I'm trying to finalise some of the artwork ideas that I had years ago.
Right.
With hoping to maybe convince Sean at Candy Jar that a second book might be a very good idea. Because there is still a large, large amount of my Doctor Who work, especially, that remains unpublished. And so it would be lovely to try and put together another wonderful illustrated volume.
And I mean, it seems as though Time Slides has absolutely been a hit, obviously, from last summer, especially with the sort of hardback book, I suppose, what do they say, the tabletop edition or whatever it is, or the coffee table edition. There's clearly, as you say, there's probably an appetite with aficionados of the genre to see more, I would guess.
Yeah, well, I hope so. It would be lovely to get the chance to do that.
Yes.
I think that's probably what I'll be working on more. And also with my Red Dwarf connections as well, I used to illustrate a smegazine, it was called, years ago. Used to do cover artwork for them. So the fan club asked me back now and again.
Right.
Whenever I get asked along to one of their main events, I'll try and bring along a new piece of artwork as well.
Yeah.
So there's quite a lot of Red Dwarf stuff that I've done.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, that's in a way, that's been quite an underrated sci-fi TV program over the years, hasn't it? Again, it's been around for a long time, but there's always been that feeling that it's been a little bit sort of, put to one side in comparison to some of the other great sci-fis that we've had on TV.
Absolutely. I mean, Dave recently had a fantastic episode called The Promised Land, which they made themselves a few years ago, which looks amazing.
Right.
I mean, the visual effects now in that show far outstripped most of the stuff the BBC could ever hope to have done back when they were making it.
Yes.
So it looked amazing. So I guess it's as long as the guys look good enough to appear as their characters, or indeed want to still do it.
That's exactly right.
But
Colin?
It was a very good fun thing.
Yeah, I'm sure. Time has beaten us, as I say. Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the programme. And please, if this next project does get the green light, come on and chat to it about us again. But thank you so much for taking the time to have a chat from Norwich. And I wish you all the best, obviously, with Time Slides and all the future projects.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you very much, Kerry. It's been a blast.
Great
stuff.
And
if anybody wants to have a look at any more of my work, there's my website.
Absolutely.
www.colinhowardartwork.com.
Yes.
And I'm all over Facebook and Twitter as well.
I shall...
Under Colin Howard.
That's it. I shall make sure that I give those details out again before the end of the programme for people. So thank you so much for joining me this morning.